The Catholic Church's 7th Asian Youth Day kicks off in Indonesia on Sunday with the preliminary event Days in the Dioceses, where over 2,000 Catholic youth from 21 Asian countries will be hosted in 11 Indonesian dioceses from July 30th to August the 2nd. They will then converge in Yogyakarta City in Semarang Archdiocese for the main Asian Youth Day event August 2nd to the 6th. Each of the Asian Youth Days held since 1999 in intervals of 2, 3, or 5 years in various cities of Asia had a specific theme. The theme this time, Joyful Asian Youth Living the Gospel in Multicultural Asia, intends to underscore the need for young people to follow Christ amidst the immense variety of Asia's cultural diversity, of which Indonesia is a prime model. With some 17,000 islands dotting its vast expanse of some 1.9 million square kilometers, Indonesia is the largest archipelagic nation in the world. It is home to over 300 ethnic groups and more than 700 languages. With more than 85% of its over 250 million population professing Islam, it is home to the world's largest Muslim population and is the fourth most populous country in the world. Yet officially, it is a secular state, with the Indonesian constitution guaranteeing freedom of religion, although the state officially recognizes only 6 religions. With roughly 12% of the world's mammals, 16% of the world's reptiles and amphibians, 17% of the world's birds, and 25% of global fish populations, Indonesia is also the world's top biodiversity-rich region after the Amazon. As vast and diverse that Indonesia is, the nation has long been an example of peaceful harmony, tolerance and unity among its people, thanks to the Pancasila, or the 5 principles on which the state is based. The vast majority of Indonesian Muslims are moderates, but recent incidents indicate that the growing phenomenon of Islamic radicalism is threatening this unity. In an interview to Vatican Radio, Indonesia's ambassador to the Holy See, Antonius Agus Sriyono, noted that by hosting the 7th Asian Youth Day, his country wanted to emphasize the need for young people of Asia and Indonesia to promote and respect unity amidst diversity. Vatican Radio's Stefano Leszczynski, who interviewed Sriyono, first asked him about the expectations of the Catholic and Christian communities from the Asian Youth Day in Indonesia.
Let me first of all say that from the Indonesian point of view, young generation or youth is very important for the next decade. So we consider them as an important generation. In particular for the young Indonesian Catholic, we do hope that they will promote the idea of the Indonesian unity. And we do hope also that the young generation will also respect the diversity of Indonesia. This is from the Indonesian point of view. But at the same time, we would like also to show that in Asia, we have also diversity. So it is important for the youth, the Catholic youth, Christian youth, to maintain the diversity of the Asian nation. Because in each of state, we have diversity. But in the region one, we have also more diversities in terms of ethnicity, in terms of nation. So we would like to have the message, let us together, let us respect to the diversity.
Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world, but at the same time is a country, very tolerant country, and based on the 5 principles of the Pancasila. How important is in this moment to show the strength of the Pancasila and to have a dialogue in occasion, for example, of the Asia Youth Day?
Yes, Pancasila is very, very important for Indonesia, because based on this ideology, as it is mentioned in our constitution, we respect the diversity of Indonesia. We respect different religions and Indonesia, especially in the second sila of Pancasila, which is humanity. It is very, very important to maintain the unity of Indonesia through humanity. It is also important for us, especially for youth in Indonesia, for the young generation in Indonesia, that we have to respect differences. We have to respect each other based on humanity. So if you mention about Pancasila, then in this event, we would like also to stress, to emphasize on those two silas. Sila number one about the respect to the faith to others based on Ketuhanan Yang Maha Esa. And the second one, respect to other differences based on humanity.
Cardinal Toran, president of the Interreligious Dialogue, was in Indonesia at the beginning of 2017. Yes. How important is to stress the importance of interreligious dialogue in order to stop radicalism in the country, and how important do you think is the attention of the Vatican in this sense?
From the Indonesian point of view, interfaith dialogue is important because it will create understanding among differences, among religions who are different from one to another. That is very important. So dialogue is important to bridging the differences. That's number one. When Cardinal Taurang visited Indonesia, we would like also to show him that, look, we have differences, we have pluralism, but it is also important for us to maintain the diversity. Because if we fail to maintain diversity, then I cannot imagine what will happen in Indonesia. That's why Pancasila is very important ideology for us to maintain that diversity. And we would like also to inform, to show to Cardinal Taurang and other people outside of Indonesia about the diversity in Indonesia.